This year's pantomime in Dorking, the Dorking Halls, is Beauty and the Beast. And I'm talking to the director, Maurice Thorogood. Maurice, can you tell me, I'm sure a lot of people will know the story of Beauty and the Beast. Can you give me a sort of a brief synopsis?
We're all going to France. Will you get out of here? The cast are getting on top of me already. You're all very interested in this synopsis, aren't you? You all want to know what's going on. Right, so we and the audience are all going to go to France, where there is a big gâteau. That's what I meant. And in the gâteau, there is a prince who has been transformed into a beast by a witch. She did that to him because he was very, very, very nasty to a little old lady who was crossing the road, and she turned him into a beast. Down in the village, there is a young lady called Belle, and there is a baron who collects the rent money on behalf of the beast. The baron wishes to marry Belle, but Belle's mother does not wish that to happen. So she sends her daughter Belle to the chateau. Wrong! to the chateau, where Belle meets the beast, and with the help of the fairy liquid, the beast and the Belle, they fall in love. And do they live happily ever after? Come along and see us. There's the cast. Find out.
Right. Now, who are we going to talk to first? We are going to talk to...
to Peter Amory. I'm playing the Baron. And what would you like me to talk about?
Well, yes, the Baron, that's a key part, isn't it? A key character.
Well, the beauty about this pantomime is I think they're all key characters, and sometimes pantos are very, they're sort of very self-centred on certain characters, but everyone gets a good crack at this, and it's a lot of fun. And it's been great fun to rehearse, and I hope that fun in rehearsal will come out in the end production, which I think it will, because we've got a great cast and some very funny moments, if not quite poignant and sad, and some very classic singing, not from me, I might add. But it's it's good. It's great to be here, because I don't know Dorking at all, and it's we're having a lot of fun, and I want you to come along and have some fun with us. So look forward to seeing you next Saturday or Saturday week. I don't know when this is going out. Okay, no, come and have some fun.
That sounds really good. Now, who am I talking to next?
Hello, I am Francesca Pym, and I'm playing the fairy, or fairy liquid, as I am formerly known.
So fairy liquid. A lot of rehearsal time has been put into this into your performance, and everybody else's performance, of course.
Yes, we've had quite a good rehearsal length for a panto. We've had, what's today, Friday. We've been here since Monday. But everyone did their homework and was sort of off book before we started, which is obviously helpful. almost everyone.
I don't want to peak too early.
No, I wanted to make sure I had a good knowledge of what I had to say, because everything I do is in rhyme, and so there's no room for ad-lib, which unfortunately the rest of the cast seem to use for most of the storyline. But no, it's been really lovely. We can't wait to see a bit more of Dorking, because we've had to do the hard work this week. But yeah, we're looking forward to meeting the locals, and I'm sure you'll get the jokes more than we do.
And I'm sure you got in for a very warm welcome here. It's a nice little town, actually.
Yeah, it's very beautiful, so we're very, very much looking forward to having Christmas here. So thanks for having us.
Thank you very much indeed. And next.
Hello, everybody. I'm Emma Grace Ahrens, and I'm playing Belle.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, you were in a programme, weren't you, a while ago? Yes. Well, tell me more.
Well, I was in Peppa Pig, my first cinema experience, so it was kind of a feature film length that went to cinemas, and now it's on DVD, and the kids sing along and dance along to...
She's going to sing you a song from it now.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
That sounds familiar.
Peppa Pig.
Excellent. Okay, well... very, very popular.
It
very,
is
very
indeed.
Popular.
Yeah, the
yes.
Kids love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you're enjoying your part?
I am very much. It's always a dream for the girls to play the princess role and come out and see the boys and girls, give them a big wave, and then get dressed up in a pretty sparkly dress at the end of the show. It's always good fun.
Fantastic. You've been in panto before?
I was in my first one last year.
Oh, right. Yeah. Whereabouts was that?
Up in Carlisle, so from one end of the country to the other.
It's a long way.
Well, it's a bit warmer down here, so it's nice to be down here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and
okay.
Absolutely loving Dorking as well, so thanks for having us, guys. Yeah.
I'm sure that you're going to get, once again, a really warm welcome. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, and I am now talking to...
Will Fraser, and I'm playing the comic.
The comic? Is he funny? Is he funny, everybody?
No, not really. I'm trying my hardest, though. I've got a lot of support from the from Paul. Paul's been teaching me how to say some jokes.
All right.
Yeah, his life's a bit of a joke, so it's easy.
And Paul plays, well, we'll come to Paul in just a second, actually. He's having hysterics at the moment.
Yeah, he's just outside at the moment.
Have you ever been in panto before?
I have been in panto before, and I've only ever played the comic, so I don't know. I don't know why I keep getting us back.
Because I'm sure you're very, very good at what you do, right?
Oh, yes, I am.
And here we go. Paul, you play the dame.
I do, yes.
Obviously, you enjoy that role?
Dame, villain, they are brilliant roles in panto. Well, every role is generally fun in panto, but the comic, the villain, the dame, there's so much fun. So, yeah, I'm loving this, but it's not always a dame. That's not all I've got to me. I've got depth.
It's got death, everybody.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like Peter was saying earlier, in this panto, it is unusual that every character has a brilliant storyline or events happening. Everybody is needed for this. You can't lose anybody. It's great.
Yeah. All very important.
Yes.
Everybody's obviously got important roles.
More important. But yes, everybody's important.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Now, have you been in panto before?
Yes.
How many times?
Yeah. I think this is going to be about my 23rd, 24th. Yeah.
So, what other roles have you played in the past?
Oh, blimey.
Hook, put you on the spot there.
Hook, King Rat, Uglies several times, Widow Twanky. I know there's a lot of makeup involved in that one. Widow Twanky. Some you may not have heard of, like there's a show called Big Bad Wolf, and it was several characters in that, including the Big Bad Wolf. Panto Times Christmas show, Scrooge. Yeah, loads.
A lot of variety there.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much indeed. We're going to have a chat now to...
Dan, hello. Again, thank you for coming back.
It is an absolute pleasure, as always, yes. So, how do you think things are going so far?
Well, what do you think, working with this bunch?
They are a bunch of nutters, but they're a good bunch of nutters, and they're your bunch of nutters.
They're my bunch of nutters this year, yeah. No, it's been brilliant. We're a few days through to rehearsal. And this is when it starts to get sort of the tension ramps up that extra step. They don't know that yet, but the tension starts to ramp up just before we sort of start going into sort of tech week and stuff like that, where the pressure sort of really starts to hit in. And it's such a short I don't think people realise how short the rehearsal period is for panto. And it's sort of 7 or 8 days.
Is that it?
That is it. And then you get a couple of days of tech and then that's it. You're open to the general public and the run just takes off. And it's a real short time frame that these guys have to work to get it right, and of course so much changes as you can learn the words and then all of a sudden once you start putting the production into rehearsal, things change, things adapt, jokes don't work for one person that work for somebody else, and you sort of start to tweak it, and that's when the production starts to really come alive and starts to come off the page. So it's lovely to work with.
So give me the dates of when the panto starts and when it finishes.
So the production runs from Saturday the 15th through to the 29th of December. Most days we've got 2 productions every day. We've been really nice and given them a couple of days off in the middle of the run.
That's generous.
Very, very. They've even got Christmas Day off, which is lovely. But tickets are, and I know people say this all the time, but tickets really are selling this year. We've done really, really well so far, and sort of some performances are starting to get to last seat. So if you do want to come down and see the show here at Dorking Halls, get in touch with the box office. Yep. Tickets available online through the box office, and come along and see this lovely bunch. We've got a great production. No expense spared with some production values this year. I won't give too much away. We've got a great song. It's going to involve a lot of special effects, which is lovely, including some stuff we've not done before. So it's all going to be very exciting.
Excellent. Okay, Dan. Now, would you like to give out the box office number and the website details?
Of course, Hall? Tickets 01306 881717 and tickets available from www.dorkinghalls.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed for talking to me. Thank you very much indeed, everybody.
Thank you.